North Pole Hotline.
Help! My in-laws are hosting Thanksgiving, and we're bringing the dressing.
You mean stuffing?
No, dressing. I need cute outfits for everyone.
Get to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, Old Navy's kicking off the holidays with stylish denim, velvet tops, the season's best dresses, and 40% off your entire purchase now through Tuesday.
40% off? We'll be stuffing our shopping bags full.
And don't forget colorful sweaters and amazing outerwear, too. You can even buy online and pick up in store for free.
Ooh, I love an all-you-can-wear buffet.
Holiday your heart out at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 11/18 to 11/20. Exclusions apply. See stores for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Bands on the Rise. Today is Wednesday, or March 24th, 2010, Wednesday, and it is 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And tonight, your host for Bands on the Rise is myself, Amy, and my co-host, Jess. Hey, Jess.
Hey, Amy. How's it going?
I'm tired. For some reason, I'm tired. I want to go to bed.
I'm tired, too. I was just telling Amy offline that I've been spending 2 days working on QuickBooks, trying to do almost a year's worth of entries that I was procrastinating on, and now I know that I will never do that again. So, yeah, 2 whole days.
Well, I've been working on a friend's website. She asked me to... Well, she didn't really ask me. I kind of volunteered. She was like, man, I really like what you did with the VR website. And she was like, I wish my website looked something like that. And I was like, ooh, I'll do it.
Because you don't have enough. Because you don't have enough to do, Amy.
I know. I take on way too many projects.
Oh, I see the people coming into the chat room. I just want to let everybody know, anybody who's listening live who is not, who has not been here before, of course, welcome to the VRO. You can go to the Blog Talk Radio site, and if you sign up with a username and a password, you can actually participate in the chat rather than just watch it. It's more fun that way, and you may get a chance to ask a question that we might ask on air. But anyway, Amy, you were saying?
I don't remember what I was saying.
I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry. Well, you were talking about... You were talking about the new website, and I'm psyched about their website, too, so why don't you tell everybody whose website it is?
Oh, it's vampirestalkers.com. I'm helping Jessica out, and so far what I've got, I actually sent her what I just a few minutes ago, and I told her I'd finish working on it after the show tonight, and so far I think she really likes it, which is really great.
Yeah.
And you have to check out this website. If you're into vampires, and if you are definitely into the Vampire Diaries, you need to check out this website.
You actually met them in person in Atlanta, right?
Yeah, I hung out with them last week. I hung out with Jess and her daughter. I love her daughter. And she loves Ian just like I love Ian. So, eventually we might have a little cat fight, but it's all good.
It's all good for now. Well, I do want to let everybody know that this is Bands on the Rise, as you know. We do have a band scheduled to be on today called The Honesty. However, I don't know what happened. I've just Twittered them, and I'm trying to find out where they are. It's possible that they could have gotten the time screwed up, or something could have come up in an emergency, and they weren't able to get in contact with us. But I do know that they did Twitter. So they were expecting to be on tonight, so it must be that they screwed up the time or something came up. In either case, we do have 2 songs from them that we still do want to play, so we will, of course, reschedule with them if as soon as I get in contact with them. But I do want to let everybody hear the music and the reason why we wanted them on and why we think that they're a band on the rise, because their music is very, very fresh. It's very new, and it's just reminiscent of so many different bands. You know, it's like Flyleaf and Paramore and some punk in there, And it's just a whole, and you just stick it in a blender, and this is what comes out, and it's just really cool, I think. What do you think, Amy?
I second that. everything Jess said is true. I love it.
What she said, ditto.
What Jess said.
Right. So listen, Mikey and Tasha are the two band members, and they're really very cool. Mikey's been talking back and forth with me, like amazingly. You know, every time I need something or we're having technical difficulties getting the songs up, he's been, you know, really good about sending us stuff. I'm also, by the way, trying to stall to see if they do wind up calling in, since I am watching the switchboard. But Mikey has been my number one contact for the band recently, and he is a wonderful guy. He's been very patient and very very willing to get us everything that we need, which is refreshing, because sometimes you have to chase after bands and say, no, I need you. I really need you to send this to me, or else nobody's going to show up. But yeah, he got us the stuff right away.
I just thought of a band we had on a couple of months ago.
It was like pulling teeth trying to get them to send us the information. I'm like, you are going to be here for an interview, right?
ooh, somebody has their sound up.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I just heard Twitter.
Oh, I'm clicking on my screen. So every time I click randomly when I'm online, because I don't know why. It's just a nervous habit. I just randomly click around the screen. So sometimes I click the volume. It's usually on mute.
I'm the same way. I'll sit here and with my chapstick, I'll pull off the label. So I have like chapstick labels everywhere.
Too funny.
Yes, we're stalling. So Jess, how have you been?
I didn't talk
all last week.
I missed you so much. I missed everybody last week. Well, I was on vacation for 3 days, and even though I was on vacation, I was thinking about you guys in Atlanta and, you know, possibly meeting everybody. And then when I got home and I saw all the Twitters, I was like, oh, my gosh, this is great. I'm so happy that they got to see the guys. And then I was trying to contact Amy, like, furiously for, like, 3 days, and I was getting no response. I texted her. I IM'd her. I left her messages. Nothing. Finally, 3 days later, I get a voicemail from her, or I get a text message that Eric happens to see. And he's like, Amy said she'll give you a call when she gets back to North Carolina. It's probably going to be on Sunday. I'm like, damn it.
I know. I made her wait for all the juicy details, which I really don't think I gave her any juicy details on Sunday. I think I was like, yeah, I'm home. Met Ian. Gorgeous man. And then I think I fell asleep.
Yeah, we started talking about other business stuff about the radio show, so I kind of got like, oh, what are we going to do with this? And oh, who's on this day and who's on that day? You know, it's like, But
we got to get back into the groove and all that stuff. And
yeah.
It's kind of hard to get back.
Well, you know what? I'm really glad that we're actually booked through April at this point. And actually possibly booked until the middle of April for Bands on the Rise. So I'm really psyched about that. Again, you guys, feel free to send us in links and suggestions of people who you think should be featured on Bands on the Rise. If you think that there's a band that needs to be paid special attention to, feel free to send us an email. You can send it to VRO@thevro.com, or you can send it directly to my email at jcreynolds@thevro.com, or you can Twitter it to me, or send me a MySpace message, because I'm checking the band ones, and that's what I'm looking for. So I want to keep that momentum going and see how many bands I can book in a row without any spaces. I think that's
like,
good.
Ooh, let's book up until end of the year.
People will be like, oh, but please, if there's a cancellation, can you please fit us in?
And I'm just over here thinking, are you sure you want to book every Wednesday? I mean, what if something comes up and we just don't want to do a show that night?
That's true. That's true. But I can't stop emailing. And I've been taking a break from doing that because I've been really hardcore looking for a full-time job and trying to get my taxes ready so that I can actually get some money because I don't have any right now. And and trying to travel back and forth and dealing with, oh, I got an offer on the house. I don't know if anybody's been following that whole drama, but I got actually two offers on the house, and I'm waiting to see if the bank's going to accept it. So keep your fingers crossed if you're listening. I really need to sell my house.
It's been over 2 years. She needs to sell this house.
Yeah. So, you know, I think obviously something happened. We've stalled long enough. I do want to play some of their music and get some feedback from everybody. So let's play one song and take a little break. and I'm looking for one of their songs. Here it is. Okay, I'm going to play Intentions by The Honesty. Here it is.
Is muted. Why are you muted, Jess?
I always mute myself.
Oh.
Except for I unmuted myself as you unmuted me and actually muted me again, so.
Actually, I didn't even touch the switchboard.
Really?
Really.
Weird. Because I clicked it and then it went back to muted. But I love it. I love
their
music.
Really.
And
picture myself
what?
Playing that in the Jeep with the top down, riding
around. Oh yeah.
Mhm. Definitely playing that. Yes, Jeep girl.
And you know what? Tasha is so cute. She's such a cute. I don't want to say girl because that sounds sexist, but she's younger than me, so I'm gonna say girl. But she's a cute lady. She's got, like, that pixie haircut, and it's really cute.
What's her MySpace page?
Their MySpace, of course you're going to ask me that. It is, let me see, hold on. I think it's MySpace The Honest Day, myspace.com/The Honest Day, but let me just check. Because, you know, they've been releasing, if you've been following them on Twitter, I think I've been following Honest Mike. I think that's his Twitter. Mikey's Twitter is, I think it's Honest Mike or Mike Honesty. And I'm trying to type and talk at the same time. It's Honesty Rock. So it's myspace.com/honestyrock. And they have been releasing music on iTunes like every Tuesday. You know, they've been doing all these competitions and things like that. And, you know, you just have to keep listening. Go back to their page because they are adding and adding and adding and adding. And I haven't found a song so far that I didn't like, which is really cool. Personally, I think. And I'm looking for, they have a Facebook, I'm looking for their Twitter, how I found their Twitter. Where is it? Their page is a little skewed here. It looks like they're working on it.
You know, it's we should have all these notes in front of us. And there are people's like, why don't you have these notes in front of you? Well, normally on a band night, the band's here. And we ask them because they know.
Twitter. Their Twitter is. Their Twitter is The Honesty Rock. T H E Honesty Rock. No spaces. So they've been submitting their samplers. Their sampler hit iTunes yesterday. So you should check it out. I think it would be really beneficial. I like it. I like their music, so I hope you do too. With that being said, I think I want to play around with some of the fun little voiceovers we had. What do you think?
Jess wants to play commercials. Go ahead, Jess.
I love them. Which ones should we play?
Play whatever.
Okay.
We're going to take a commercial break and we'll be right back.
Do you love movies, music, books, television? You do? Then come on over to the VRO on Blog Talk Radio. We have shows for all your obsessions. Vampires, we've got them. The latest blockbuster movies, they're right here. Bands and books, music and fiction, it's all at the VRO. What are you waiting for? Log on to the VRO today. www.thevro.com.
And we're back from our commercial break. So, Jess,
yeah.
We have one more song from The Honesty.
Mm-hmm.
And Jess will, she will email The Honesty later, find out when we can reschedule and all that. But we only have 26 minutes left of the show, and I honestly don't think they'll be calling in.
No. I honestly think that something happened, because they did Twitter earlier today that they were planning on being here, so
yeah.
They might be having some technical difficulties, or they mix up the times they might be. I don't remember which time zone they're in, but they could be thinking their time, and it's our time.
Yes. Do you know how bands are?
Those musicians, they're never on time.
They're always late.
Too funny, too funny. And actually, Twyfix is asking for their site, so I'm going to post it here.
Awesome. So, I'm thinking that we play the last song, and then we say goodbye.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. All right, so this last song has a really great name. Did you see what it was?
Oh, no, I didn't.
The last song is called Sold My Soul to Radio.
I like that.
Yeah. So, again, this is The Honesty, and this is Sold My Soul to Radio. Again, check them out at www.myspace.com/honestyrock. You can also check them out on Twitter at their Twitter is The Honesty Rock. And they've been releasing songs, like I said, on iTunes and samplers and all sorts of music, new music, fairly regularly. And I have not found a song that I didn't like yet. So this is the last one that they provided to us, and we will reschedule. Hopefully they'll give us a little bit more music so we can play more music from them. And I guess that's it. Right?
That's it.
All right.
We might have a show, seeing that we're basically going to play this song and say goodbye now. We might have a show tomorrow night after Supernatural to talk about Supernatural and the Vampire Diaries. It's still, you know, maybe. Depends on how I feel. So definitely just check back. Follow us on Twitter, Amy, VRO, or the VRO. Either one. It'll be posted there.
Alrighty.
And that's all the news we got.
All right. Here is The Honesty, Sold My Soul to Radio.
We're going to leave after this song, but let me take Jess off mute. But during the song, we had a phone call.
Hello.
Yes, we did. Hello, late bloomer.
Hello. Sorry about calling in late.
Yeah. Way to leave us on hold for 20 minutes.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's all right. We were doing some major stalling.
Well, I'm glad I could get you before you left.
Yeah. So, welcome, everybody.
Hello.
This is Mikey from The Honesty. We just played both of your songs, and everybody seems to like them very much. And we've been telling them to go to your MySpace page and check out iTunes and Twitter and all that stuff.
Awesome. Well, thank you. And thank you for having me and us. Tasha,
sure.
Tasha's actually not here. She's actually getting ready to fly back to California for the holidays.
Well, yeah.
So.
Very cool. So, Mikey, now that we have you, why don't you tell us a little bit about The Honesty and how it came to be?
Well, we're just a two-piece from Baltimore is our set location. Started in September of 2009. I was just writing some songs after I left my last project, The Bigger Lights. She hit me up on MySpace, and we decided to start working together and wrote that EP ditty and went and recorded, and here we are now, really.
Wow, so it's actually been pretty whirlwind for you.
Yeah, it's been quite a ride so far.
And so you've never met Tasha before. You actually met her through MySpace.
We met on MySpace, yeah, and then I actually went out and did merch for a band, Sparks the Rescue. I don't know, they're on Fearless, and I met her out on that tour. She actually came to a show,
mm-hmm.
and we hung out and, you know, did our thing, and we continued working from there and flew out there. We worked on some songs, recorded our EP, and been working together since, really.
Now, what's the deal with touring? Are you guys touring yet?
No, we actually haven't played a show yet. We're in the process of getting members. We've had a bunch of people trying out, and hopefully we will have a lineup by the end of this coming month, and hopefully we'll start playing shows at the beginning of May, and we'll continue spreading out and touring more and more from there on out.
Okay, so you mentioned you're looking for members. I'm assuming you're looking for members to play instruments. What instruments are you looking for people to play?
We need a rhythm and lead guitars, and we need a bassist.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're interested, we have a blog on our MySpace about how you can try out. So check it out.
Very cool. And again, that is www.myspace.com/honestyrock. Is their MySpace page, and Twitter is, what's your Twitter? I just said it before. The Honesty Rock, right?
Yeah, it's twitter.com/TheHonestyRock, or at The Honesty Rock if you want to tweet about us.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So, really, how did you get started? I knew kind of anyway, I just wanted you to tell everybody how you guys got together, but how did you get into music? When did you start playing?
I've been playing music since I was like 12, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Started out playing drums. Took lessons for about a year, and then I continued teaching myself and self-taught on guitar completely. And, yeah, pretty much been working and practicing since then. And hopefully I'm half decent at what I do.
I think you are. And go ahead, Amy.
Do you have any influences? Like, who's your biggest influence?
Like, musically?
Yeah.
Like, for the drums or just in general?
In general.
A whole lot. Mute Math, Anne Berlin, The Almost, Daphne Loves Derby is probably my biggest influence, which is really weird for our sound. Just a whole wide array. Acceptance is a big one. Isley, Sia, Lisa Hannigan. The list goes on and on. There's so many. Blink-182, obviously, for drums and Newfound Glory.
Yeah.
It's funny that you mentioned two bands that I'm actually actively trying to get on, and one of them, for scheduling purposes, was not able to set up an interview with us yet, but we're still working on it. But it's the Almost, actually, which I got to see live when I went to go see the Used concert, and they were playing with Drive A, and then so it was Drive A opened, and then the Almost, which blew me away because I hadn't heard of them before, and then the Used. So that was a kick-ass concert, and Anne Berlin, both of them. I'm trying to actually get on.
Nice. Well, hopefully it works out.
Yeah. You'll have to come back and chat with them.
I would love to chat with Aaron anytime. He's like one of my biggest influences probably for this band. So
nice. We actually have a chat room, and there's some people in there. There's a question in the chat room from Lady Dan, and she's asking, what is your inspiration for your music? What inspires you to create your music?
Just a whole lot, I guess. I don't know. It's just something that I've always loved to do. I just like writing and playing and touring. Like, I love seeing the world and getting to do that from having my music out there. What else? I don't really know. It's just a fun thing that I've always enjoyed doing, really.
So you actually write the music with Tasha, or are you the only one that's writing the music?
For the EP, what we did was I wrote essentially the music at first, and then she came in and wrote lyrics over it. Miss Make Believe, we actually pretty much wrote together in the studio. And, yeah, Intentions and The Reason we wrote with Joel, who was our producer.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where all that is. And then from here on out, we're going to, you know, once we get the whole lineup together, we're all going to write, you know, full band and make sure everything's right where it needs to be with everyone.
Have you ever played in front of an audience, or has it...
My last band that I was in, The Bigger Lights, are on Doghouse Records. I've done about 3 national tours now, a bunch of local East Coast runs, and so, yeah.
So do you like, what was that?
I said I've done a lot of touring in my day.
Yeah, do you dig it? I mean, do you like going on tour, or do you prefer to be in the studio?
Honestly, I love both. They're you can't really compare them, I think. They're just two separate, completely different things. I love touring for the fact, you know, it's a different city every night. You know, you're always meeting new people, and hopefully they like your music, and, you know, that's fun. I just like the fact that I get to be in a different place every night. That always, you know, keeps the energy and excitement up. And then with the studio, you know, it's a blast. Like, you get to go in and create, you know, something from nothing, and it's cool to, like, come up with stuff, like, on the fly, and, you know, just little things like that. I don't know. I can't really compare them. I love them both just as much as the other, so.
So there is no one over the other. It's just two separate, totally different experiences for you.
If I had to choose one, it would probably be touring, just because, yeah, it's just...
You ever get nervous before you go on?
Sometimes. Not really. I'm used to it. But sometimes.
Here's a question from the chat room. Do you have any weird rituals you do before you go on stage?
Not really, I'm going to start meditating before I go on stage, that's for sure.
You're going to start meditating?
Yeah. I think it's a cool little thing to relax me. No, not really. I just stretch and, you know, practice.
Hmm.
Just hang out. The norm. Nothing crazy. But, yeah, I want to start meditating and stuff. Be a cool little way to keep me calm. Not get too excited.
Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break, and since we've got some more people coming in the chat room who probably have not heard the first song that we played earlier on, we're going to play Intentions again, just so that some people who are coming into the chat now and listening live can hear it, and then we'll come back and ask some more questions, okay?
Alrighty.
All right. This is The Honesty, Intentions.
Enjoy it.
You
Okay, so I got Twittered a question that we normally ask some of the actors we've had on and some of the bands. I think we've asked some of our bands. But one of our Twitter questions is, what superhero would you be if you were a superhero? I know it's a tough question.
There's so many. I would probably, I don't know if it's a superhero, but I would love to be Nightcrawler.
Yeah, that's considered a superhero, well, superhero, supervillain.
He's always just had, like, the coolest powers. Like, when I was a kid, like, he was my favorite character. Or, like, a Ninja Turtle. I'll be a Ninja Turtle. That's who I would be.
Do you have a particular one in mind?
Either Donatello or Michelangelo. For sure.
For some reason, I knew you were going to say that.
Do my faves.
That's too funny. That's a good answer. I think that's the first time anybody said a Ninja Turtle, so we have to put that one on the books. Usually we get, like, Superman or Batman. I think we got... What did
I grew up
with
Ninja Turtles and Power Rangers, so...
Yeah.
X-Men thing came all recently. I would still do that, but, you know, I'd be the Red Ranger or, you know, Michelangelo. Something crazy.
Stick with the Ninja Turtle. They're cooler.
Yeah. Oh,
well,
goodness.
We only have 6 minutes left, and I hate that we all got our things mixed up and our show was a little later, our interview was a little later, but I want to know, how in the world did you come up with the name for the next song that we have, Sold My Soul to Radio?
How do we come up with the name
for
it?
How did you come up with this song?
Well, all of our songs are named pretty much based off of the lyrics. The song itself is kind of like how, like, music today is, like, kind of, like, not really about the music anymore. Like, for me, like, there's never going to be a band that it was as big as, like, Queen or Aerosmith, you know? Like, the Jonas Brothers are, like, kind of that big, but not even close. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, the song's just kind of like how... Like, our basis behind the music was just we wanted to make just honest, whole good music that hopefully people like and can relate to, and hopefully can make that kind of name stay. And the song's just kind of about how most of the music today is just kind of more about the image and just making money than the music itself, which I think is what music needs to be about. So,
I agree with you. That's pretty much why we're doing this show is because we really feel Amy and I love music, so I think we have had a conversation in the past, actually many times, that we actually have, like, sound facts to our life, you know, like songs come on the radio and it's like, okay, that's my life and this fits into this part of my life, and if there was a movie this music would be playing in the background.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. So, you know, the whole basis behind Bands on the Rise was the fact, the same kind of feel for what you're saying is that, you know, a lot of the music today is popular because the artist is popular, but not because the song is good.
Yeah.
And so we were like, well, you know, there's plenty of talented people out there, and why aren't these people big? And,
exactly.
You know, how can we do that? How can we get their name out, you know, kind of like a grassroots effort? And that's how we wound up with Bands on the Rise, because there's plenty of music out there, signed and unsigned, known and unknown, that's really good. It's just not getting that much attention.
Yeah. It's kind of a crazy industry, but it's the way it goes, unfortunately.
Now, do you guys have a street team?
We do. It is myspace.com/thehonestteam. Either one or two T's, I can't remember off the top of my head.
Okay.
Actually, if you go on our MySpace, there's a like bunch of links for Facebook and Pure Volume and all that up top, right above our music player. Right above our music player, there's a link, a bunch of links to like our Facebook and our Pure Volume and Twitter, and all the way on the right of it, there's a link to the street team. So.
Now, do you know if there's something simple that people listening today can do? Because I know in the past you were asking people to change their MySpace profiles, name profiles, to have, like, their name and then, like, Honest Mike or Honest Jess or Jess Honesty or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still doing that?
Yeah, we'd love... We were actually having kids put TH in their names, but apparently Tokyo Hotel's been doing that jam, so we wanted to backed off that for sure, so we didn't bring up any issues with that, and we just stuck with, you know, making it, like, Honest Mikey or whatever. We thought that would fit better, so if you want to put Honest in front of your name on MySpace or wherever, do it. That'd be awesome.
Very cool. Now, yeah. Mikey, we didn't get a chance to ask you before we went live, but normally with the bands that we have on, we ask them, and I know we're putting you on the spot, but it's cool if you don't want to do it, but we usually like to have the artists that come on just basically give us a sound clip so that we, when we do our mashups in the beginning, every once in a while, we'll do, like, all the intros that we've done. If you would be willing to give us a sound clip just saying that this is Mikey from The Honesty and you're listening to the VRO?
Sure, I can do that, no problem.
Okay. All right, I'll give you a countdown.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
3, 2, 1.
Hey, this is Mikey from The Honesty and you're listening to the VRO.
Thank you, Mikey.
No problem.
Awesome. Now we're going to go out. I know we played it already, but just in case, we're going to play it one more time. We're going to go out with Sold My Soul to Radio. And, Mikey, thank you very much for joining us again. And if we can, I'd like to reschedule a longer interview with you and Tasha later on, so I'll be in contact with you, okay?
That'd be great. Sorry again about coming on late.
That's okay.
We'd love to reschedule and hopefully get on and do the whole jam.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you again.
Have a great night.
All right, you too.
Okay, guys, this is The Honesty, Sold My Soul to Radio. Have a great night, guys.
Yeah.
North Pole Hotline.
Help! My in-laws are hosting Thanksgiving, and we're bringing the dressing.
You mean stuffing?
No, dressing. I need cute outfits for everyone.
Get to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, Old Navy's kicking off the holidays with stylish denim, velvet tops, the season's best dresses, and 40% off your entire purchase now through Tuesday.
40% off? We'll be stuffing our shopping bags full.
And don't forget colorful sweaters and amazing outerwear, too. You can even buy online and pick up in store for free.
Ooh, I love an all-you-can-wear buffet.
Holiday your heart out at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 11/18 to 11/20. Exclusions apply. See stores for details.